Item 2020-323, fire promotional and recruit entry level exams. That is found on page 124.
Jason Omenhauer from the fire department. Three vendors submitted bids after evaluating the pricing for the proposed anticipated promotional exams over the next 2 years. The lowest bidder was the recommendation for the department will be confidential vendor number 5. The current bid is expired on June 7th. This will be a 2-year bid for a total not to exceed $24,000.
Thank you, Chief. And based upon some of the conversation that we just had on this previous bid, had you reached out to any of the other vendors to ask them, this is after the bid opening took place, did you reach out to any of the other vendors to ask them why they did not bid?
I did not speak to any vendors. I did speak to the other two vendors who did bid prior to when the bid went out. They had some specific questions as to how our promotional process worked, but I didn't reach out to any other vendors.
Okay, and you're looking for $24,000 for fire department fire testing expense. Could you describe to us what this fire testing expense consists of?
So these are the
fire testing consists of.
So these are promotional exams for each of the ranks within the fire department. So based on the contract and the specifications of the contract, there's 10 different ranks that we test for on a 2-year rotation. So we have 10 tests coming up over the next 2 years. And this is the written examination. It's created pretty much from scratch by these companies as to the department specifications.
So this has nothing to do with new hires.
That is correct. The new hires is typically a generic civil service type exam.
So my feeling with this is I know the administration is certainly looking to save all the dollars that it can save, but yet meet the needs of the community. Having said that, I don't see any reason to assign this a 2-year bid. Perhaps a 1-year bid might be something that I would support or consider. I don't see any necessity for a 2-year bid. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Sure, I'm sorry. I didn't, who was asked for that?
Sorry, Chief Umbenhauer again.
Okay, Chief, go ahead.
We work on a 2-year cycle for rotation for our testing. So each of the ranks gets tested over the next 2 years. It's definitely beneficial to keep the same vendor for that 2-year period so that we're not switching testing companies. So some of the ranks are getting tested from one company and some of the ranks are getting tested from another company. It's more fair to keep them consistent over the 2-year cycle.
So is this something you had gone out for bid on this, right?
That's correct.
And ID number 5 was the low bidder, correct?
That's correct.
And how many promotions do you anticipate over the next 2 years?
It's not promotions. The list is only good for a 2-year period. So once we test and we make a listing of the ranking of the promotion, yeah, that list is only valid for 2 years, and then we have to retest again in 2 years. It's going to be 10 of these tests over the next 2 years.
10 tests over the next 2 years at a cost of $2,400 a test?
Yep, that's correct. If you see ID number 5, the price per test is $2,000 just to create the test, and then it's a per candidate cost of $7 per person taking the test that they create. And some of the tests, there's up to 70 people taking the test.
And why is this listed as ID number 1, number 5, number 10? What's the secrecy here?
It's got to maintain the confidentiality of the test. So if one of the people taking the test knows the vendor and has a connection with that vendor, they're potentially can get an advantage.
I see. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised in the public, but Councilman Sinapi has his hand raised.
Councilman Sinapi, please. For some reason, I don't even see you on my screen.
It was more anticipatory than anything else in case you planned on still changing it to a one-year bid.
Nope, I didn't make a motion on that yet, but if you want to speak your mind on that, just in case I do, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, for all the reasons the assistant chief stated, I'd rather it be a two-year bid. And I mean, we've seen this play out time and time again in other professions too. When you switch the testing and then you try to compare, it doesn't work. It just doesn't. It can't.
Which other professions are you referring to?
From time in the law firm, we see it in the military, I've seen it in the school system. I mean, you name it, I've seen it.
Okay. Anything else, Councilman Sinapi? Councilman Sinapi, anything further?
No, sorry, I shook my head.
Okay, thank you. So, any other questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion on 2023-23.
I make a motion for favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 2021-003, spring repairs and related work, found on page 127. Christy, go ahead.
We received one bid on the spring repairs and are recommending award to Palmer Spring in the amount of $25,000 for a one-year period, July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021.
Christy, were there any other vendors that bid this?
No.
And did you call any of the other vendors to wind up ask why they did not bid this?
I did not.
It's interesting to me that no one else is bidding this. I mean, this is a substantial amount of business. And the percentage over industry replacement parts cost of 22%. Why is it 22%? Where did that number come from?
I can't speak to that. That's what the vendor put in their bid.
So because we only have one bidder, we're locked into an hourly rate of $65 and a cost of a mock-up over a cost of 22%. That's what we're looking at.
Yes.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Still no hands raised.
Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Item 2021-004, found on page 133, hydraulic parts and repairs. Christy?
Department received one bid as well on this. We are requesting an award of $30,000 in for a one-year period, July 1st, 2020 to June 30, 2021, to Tri-Power Sales and Service.
In the previous bid for this, who was the bidder or the successful bidder on this previous contract?
Was the same vendor.
And who bid this before then? Or who was the successful bidder before then?
It's usually Tri-Power Sales and Service.
So it's usually Tri-Power Sales and Service who continues to bid on this, and they're the only bidder.
We have bidding had, on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We have had a bidder previously just for the parts. They don't do any of the service. One of the things that we ask is if they're available to us in emergency situations 24/7. This company has oftentimes during a snowstorm or some sort of emergency open for us in the middle of the night, gets us, you know, hydraulic lines or fittings or whatever we need to keep our stuff on the road. We've had a good working relationship with them and they're local. So being the only vendor, there was no reason to disqualify.
Okay, so I assume there was no reason to call the other vendors on this bid list and ask them why they didn't bid either, right?
I did not know.
Okay. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Still no hands raised at this time.
Thank you. I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item on the list, 2021-006 high density polypropylene pipe found on page 137.
The department's requesting to award this to two vendors, Warwick Wind Water Company and the Jack Farrelly Company, in the amount of $6,000 for a one-year period, July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021. The reason for the two vendors is that one vendor is a low bidder on the high-density polypropylene pipe that we bid. And Jack Farrelly Company submitted an alternate bid for polyethylene pipe, which is a recycled material, and it is a little bit cheaper. So when appropriate, we could purchase the recycled material for any particular job. So it gives us a little more flexibility as to what we can put in the ground. And
so, Christy, this brings up an interesting point based upon the bid that Lucas had before us. And a lot of that conversation was focused around when we request a bid, when we put out an RFP and we want a certain thing, we're looking for a certain spec, quality, quantity, etc. If someone wants to interject and bid something different, doesn't necessarily follow suit to what we have. So shouldn't we, if we're going to be considering this polyethylene pipe, shouldn't we have some data on that material as to how it performs, what it's made of compared to the other quality of the other product? And shouldn't we also invite other vendors to bid or submit a bid on that same material? Maybe you should have a separate bid just for the polyethylene pipe.
So we had some vendors inquire about the polyethylene pipe that we were bidding, and they were informed that they could submit an alternate bid if they chose. This company, Jack Farrelly, actually submitted spec sheets on both items to the department with their bid. So we do have that. And that gives us a little, like I said, a little more flexibility if, you know, the recycled material is more appropriate for us on a drainage job or whatever we're doing, where we don't necessarily need the polyethylene pipe, which is a little bit more expensive. We have an alternative for something else.
So your RFP also requested an alternative on the polyethylene pipe?
It does not specifically request an alternative, but vendors, I mean, and any bid could submit an alternate product. It just depends on whether or not it's something that would be acceptable.
So when would, give us an example when the poly, because I do understand that there is a significant difference in the pricing. So when would the polyethylene pipe be acceptable versus the other pipe?
Well, that question I would need to defer to the director.
Okay. Is the director present?
Yes, I am.
Hi, director. State your name for the record, please.
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick.
Okay, Matt, could you give us some examples of when that polyethylene pipe would be acceptable versus the standard protocol?
So sometimes it depends on the soil conditions and the acidity in the water. You can use recycled material, which would be the poly, as opposed to the virgin material, which is HDPE. chances are, in the city of Warwick, there's only a few spots that we would need it, considering the way the groundwater flows, the proximity to the water. Specification-wise, both are pretty much equal. One's a lesser cost due to the fact that it's recycled materials and not virgin materials. Both of these are made with a petroleum product, and obviously the recycle is a little bit less.
What's the warranties on either pipe?
Both would be very similar.
Is there a difference in labor costs working with one versus the other?
No, sir.
Is there a difference in the cost of making the connections from one pipe to the next?
Sometimes there are. I mean, it depends on the HDPE. Some of the products are readily available. I know that from my past experience doing tour installation, we couldn't, by law, we couldn't use any recycled materials that had to be virgin. And so that's what I'm saying. It has to be the actual project and what the needs and the differences were to call for. So in other words, you could use the recycled material maybe on doing a drain, but it depends what's going to flow through it. If you're in a high concentration area where there's a lot of iron or any kind of contaminants in the area, you'd want to use virgin material as opposed to recycled. I know that recycled material doesn't stand up to the UV rating, the UV rays. Although everything is buried, it's also stored outside. So in the past, in working for the sewer authority again, I rejected loads of material that had recycled in it.
Matt, could you give us a percentage of what you would anticipate using of each material?
I'd like to go with the HDPE only because for my crews, the familiarity of using the HDPE and where it's readily available. I'm not doing any groundwater samples to take a look at what's in the soils. So why not just go with what we know is the best product?
And has there ever been any data issued or reports issued from any of the professional organizations that deal and rate and classify these items regarding the performance of the polyethylene pipe? I'm talking long-term performance of the polyethylene pipe versus the standard pipe.
The only thing I can speak to from my experience, and again, I'm not a chemist or a plastic engineer, but there's an ASTM standard that applies to both of poly and recycled materials as opposed to virgin materials. So off the top of my head, Councilman, I know that there are standards, and that's the reason for the specifications, going back to, again, my experience with the sewer authority. But I'm not sure what the percentage or what the standards are.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no questions.
Are there any questions from members of the public?
Negative.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second it.
I'm sorry, we have a motion for favorable action. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We also had a second too. Thank you. Thank you, Christy, and thank you, Director. Item 2021-007, minor roof repairs on various buildings. And that is found on page 141.
Department's requesting to award to two vendors, Apollo Roofing and Fury Roofing, in the amount of $15,000 for a one-year period, July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021.
Christy, which buildings are we putting on the slate for these repairs?
This is for more of the emergency type repairs where, you know, we have a roof leaking or something that needs to be fixed. That's what this bid is primarily for.
And the reasoning for two vendors?
On occasion, you know, we run into a situation where a vendor can't provide a service right away when we require it. This allows us to call another vendor in should we need it. There is a little bit of a difference per hour, but there's also a difference between the markup on the materials. Actually, Apollo Roofing would be the absolute low vendor overall, but we are requesting both vendors just for the flexibility of maintaining the integrity of our buildings should we have a leak, which we've had a few.
Christy, I can appreciate, and I would interject where I normally do not agree with more than one vendor, and except for certain instances, and I think this is one. But I agree with you, and I'm glad you noted the difference in the markup on the materials, because the majority of our buildings here in Warwick, I believe, are probably flat roof buildings, correct?
I believe so, most of them.
And I know for certain that those materials are extremely expensive, especially when you start talking about the 60 mil rubber roofing, when you start talking about the government standards that have been put on the cement that we have to use here in the state of Rhode Island, and the sealants and the cleaning agents and the dryers, the cost of materials are significant. So I would just point out that depending upon what you're going to classify as a repair or not a repair, there could be a substantial difference in the cost of the materials from a 10% markup to a 15.
Right, and that would be determined by the chief of facilities management as to which vendor, depending on what the repair requires.
Okay, you know, again, I understand if you have a roof leak and one vendor can't go, I don't believe any of our people in Department of Public Works are qualified to be up on roofs. Not that they couldn't, and not that they wouldn't be able to fix it. I don't think we should be asking them to do it. So I can understand the need. I would just be really careful when it comes to the cost of those materials, because that can sneak up on you. Even though the bid is only $15,000, it can sneak up on you quick. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Any questions from members of the public?
Still no hands raised.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second it.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next item, 2021-008, sand grit gravel. That is found on page 144.
The department's requesting to award to three vendors, Material Sand and Stone, PJ Keating Company, and JR Vinagro Corporation for the purchase of the materials listed within the bid. The reason we're requesting three vendors is one, there is a price difference on certain things from one to the other as well. Again, it depends on who has the material available for whatever we need it for, whatever project we have going on. A big one for us is the gravel, process gravel. So if we can't get it from, if we can't get it from PJ Keating, who is the lowest, then we would go to Material Sand and Stone, who is the second lowest, to get it delivered. A lot of times it's something we need kind of on the spot. And it's also something that we share, so to speak, with the water department. So when they have a water main break or something, they take the material from the compost and use it on their jobs as well.
So Christy, in this $40,000, are you suggesting to us that a good portion of this is for processed gravel?
It's entirely dependent on what we need, depending on what we have going on. I mean, we don't have a big call for riprap a lot of times, but we do for the different size stone, the gravel, the loam, and the sand, the mason sand. So we do keep some piles down at the compost, but when they run low, we do need to either get it back in or get it delivered on site, depending on what's happening.
This is another one where I'm not quite sure I'm crazy about three vendors. I can certainly see the need for two vendors. And I'm basing that because of the amount of water main breaks that we've had over the past year or two, sewer breaks that we've had over the past year or two. These are nothing that DPW or anyone can plan for. Certainly nothing that you can automatically assume you're going to need X processed gravel and whatever else on the spot. So I can definitely see the need for two vendors, and their pricing is pretty competitive. It's the type of thing when you have a break, you need it. I'd like to hear from my colleagues on the committee. How do you feel about this issue, keeping in mind where we have been going with the amount of vendors over the last 3 or 4 years? Councilman Howe?
Chairman, I would agree with what you're saying. The only thought I have is it seems to be from going back, and this has to do with some of the basic services we get in the city. With this whole pandemic going on, there's been a lot of delay in delivery of a lot of different items and a lot of companies falling behind. So I'm going to refer back to you, Mr. Chairman. You're in the business of customer service. Do you think it'd be wise this time to have the three, or maybe go back to what we've always done, but seeing the pandemic, maybe to have more options they open to us in case DPW is left to go back, maybe even three layers to get the job done for the city?
Councilman, you bring up a very good point, which is the reason that I asked for opinions and comments from both my colleagues on the committee as well as the council. So right now, you are absolutely spot on correct. In the construction industry, it is extremely difficult to get any type of materials, whether it be sand. I know for certain there isn't a piece of 5/4 by 6 pressure treated decking to be had anywhere. The shelves in the lumber yards are empty. You go into numerous stores and the shelves are not being restocked because there is a problem with deliveries. There are trucking companies who are reluctant to cross over certain states to get into Rhode Island. And consequently, we are having extended lead times on getting materials, et cetera. So will concur with you on this particular item. I think it does make sense to expand those out to the three bidders. And I thank you for bringing up that point. That's a very good point. Councilman McAllister.
I agree. Great point, Councilman Howe. And I think that, you know, we have to look through different lenses now. And I think this is, you know, a good option for us to have three because of the situations that both of you just laid out. So I agree with this.
Agreed. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Any questions from members of the public?
Still no hands raised.
Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion on 2021-008A.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you, Christy. 2021-008B, sand, grit, gravel, found on page 148. Christy, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. James, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we took this, a similar approach to DPW here with this bid, which is the part of the bid that we broke off from them when we separated as departments. We've chose to award to material sand and stone, which had the lowest price in 7 of the 11 items and came in 2nd on 2 and 3rd on 1. And then to Rawson Materials, who came in lowest on screen sand.
So tell me again, why are you saying that Rawson and Materials came in lower than some of the others? Because as an example, I'm looking at just the first two items. There are at least 3 of those other companies, 4 of those other companies just on the first two items that are cheaper than both of the ones, I'm sorry, both. So
I agree,
how are you calculating this?
I agree, Mr. Chairman. Rawson came in lowest on the screen sand. So I was just looking for, this is really a bid that we largely use in projects. We work in conjunction with DPW where we have to split up the cost. We used this when we dealt with Del Judas Field back in February going into early spring. But they came in on lowest on that one product, screen sand. It's one product out of many. I'm not fully wedded to them getting part of the bid. I'm willing to adjust and reflect what DPW is doing as well for continuity. That might make more sense.
So some of these other bidders, they basically came in with no bid on a lot of items. I just see a significant difference. I agree with you. Rawson is got a lot of the low bid items, but then again, they don't. I'd like to hear from my colleagues on the council. Councilman Howe.
You keep hitting me with these questions of construction and loom and the sand, and boy, you're really showing my weaknesses, Mr. Chairman.
I retract my request.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to hinder any work, and this is going to be very biased now. I don't want to hinder any work that the Parks and Recreation is doing because I know that he's got a full agenda. I know that he has been, if you will, respectfully uncuffed and set free and he's got a lot of parks and a lot of things plans go moving forward. So I want to make it as easy and as accessible for him moving forward so that we can continue moving forward, especially after this pause. Thank you.
Councilman McAllister.
I agree. I looked at the proposal, and I believe the director is pointing us in the right direction.
So I'm looking at the differences in pricing between JR Vinagro and material sand and gravel. I don't see where material sand and gravel is a better deal on the majority of these items. Well, I shouldn't say majority, but
well, I think they're of the 11 things on the price list, they're the lowest in seven of them.
Second. And which ones would you use majority? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that. This
go ahead, question. Councilman.
I apologize for interrupting you. I do. And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Which one do you, with the ones that are lower cost, are they the ones that you would use the most of?
Well, that's kind of the thing. I don't think either of us are experts on stoning gravel and sand. So this is sort of a tool I have when we work with DPW on different projects where, you know, a lot of times they may provide some of these materials to us because they purchase a lot of it. But mm-hmm. certain things, you know, where we're using their DPW labor, some of their resources, they may want us to share in the expenditures. So that was the case with Del Judas, where the one purchase we made out of this bid this year was to support the work Director Salitro is doing with the drainage at Del Judas Field. So I don't particularly know what we would use more than other things on this. I'd have to defer to Director Salitro on that. But I just want to have the tool ready because we do work across departments with DPW mm-hmm. and planning to get projects done. I want to be able to have all the tools that we have to be flexible and support what they're doing. And I'll defer to the gravel experts.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Mr. Chairman, I would like to say that that would be the one thing that I would question. Maybe that's why they're going with one over the other, is possibly that they're using the lower priced item is what they're going to use the most on in the bid. I don't know. Out of my wheelhouse.
Okay, fair enough. So I think in this instance, it would make sense to take the director's recommendation. And Director, I would ask you to track the items that you're using going forward during this contract. And let's use that as a comparison for next year when we're taking a look at this again. Perhaps this was spot on. Perhaps there'll be room for adjustment going down the road. But I'll support your request and just ask that you keep track of that and keep us updated, okay?
Thank you. That's a good suggestion. We are trying to build and implement systems and processes as we, you know, through the first year and as we enter year two as a department.
Good. Sounds good. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
There are no hands raised at this time.
Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Also, as far as the Warwick comments, when I asked, just in the interest of trying to save time here, we still got a ton of stuff to go through. When I asked for the first time around from questions from members of the public, I'll give it a few seconds. If I hear nothing from you, I'll ask for the second. And at that time, you can just tell me whether we have any hands raised or not. Maybe that might save us a bit. 2021-009, BCI crime scene materials, and that is found on page 152.
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In March, the police department went out to bid for BCI crime scene supplies. These supplies allow our detectives to thoroughly process any crime scene for evidence. We received two bids, one from Searchy Acquisition and one from Tritech Forensics. The police department's recommending that this bid be awarded to Searchy as the lowest overall bidder and spending authorization authorized up to $4,000 for this award.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public?
None.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Thank you, Major. Item 2021-010, photography and printing supplies. And that is found on page 174.
In April, the police department went out to bid for BCI photography supplies. These supplies are necessary for our detectives to photograph serious accident scenes and crime scenes. We received 8 bids overall. Although I am aware that this council generally does not like splitting bids, we are requesting an exception in this case. The police department is recommending that the bid be awarded to Focus Camera LLC as the overall lowest bidder for photography supplies. Additionally, we are requesting Carey's Photo Labs, Warwick Avenue, this city, be awarded the portion of the bid relating to printing and development of photographs. Carey's provides a unique service that the other bidders cannot. We rely on Carey's for printing of photos for prosecution purposes to include trials. We have used them for several years and found their product and availability top-notch. They've actually been able to accommodate us on less than an hour's notice in the past. We are requesting spending be authorized up to $4,000, and purchases will be made on an as-needed basis.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none. Major, I agree with your reasoning for those two vendors. I will support that, and I would ask for a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
A motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Thank you. Motion passes. 2021-011, preventive maintenance and repairs on compressors. Found on page 191.
Public Works Department is requesting to award this bid to Atlantic Compressor and Vacuum in the amount of $8,000 for 1 year, July 31st, 2020 to July 30th, 2021.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Thank you. I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2021-013, veterinarian services, found on page 194.
Good evening, Ann Corbin.
Good evening, Ann. Go ahead.
I am recommending that we award this bid to Salmon River Vet Services for a period of 2 years. For $8,000 per year, a total of $16,000. They were the only vendor who submitted a bid. I did reach out to all of the other vendors on the list, and the general consensus seems to be that they just do not have time to accommodate the shelter.
Okay, thank you, and I commend you for reaching out to those vendors and doing your due diligence to try and ascertain why they're not bidding. It might be helpful to look for some new vendors in the future. If they're not interested in bidding on a $16,000 bid, maybe there are other vendors out there that are a little bit more hungry. But thank you for doing that. I do appreciate it. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
No, sir.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second?
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay. So again, it's animal shelter, food and cat litter, and it is found on page 197. Ann, go ahead.
So I'm recommending this bid to Pet Supplies Plus, also for a period of 2 years, in the amount of $5,000 per year for a total of $10,000. They were also the only vendor that bid. And I did reach out to the companies. And as in past years, the problem with most companies is that they cannot keep the prices consistent and guarantee prices. I did talk to one of the other companies that we've done business with over the years, Summit General. I did speak with him, and his problem is he's downsized his company. So his personnel for delivery has diminished, and it would have become more hassle than it was worth for him to actually take part in the bid.
Thank you, Ann, again, for reaching out, and thank you for sharing their responses to us. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
Yeah, I have a question.
Council President?
And just a quick question. During the COVID crisis, have you seen an increase or a decrease in your activity at the shelter? I didn't know if it was impacting if people are not able to take care of pets or if you're seeing more activity or less.
Not in that respect, thankfully. Not at this point, anyway. We've had our adoptions are still taking place by appointment. That really has not impacted us. We've had a lot of particularly cat adoptions lately. And luckily, no, we haven't had an influx of people calling to surrender animals due to the crisis. And we try to help people as much as we can, too. So if there's anything we can do to help them keep their pet in their homes, then we're happy to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
2021-016. Bloodborne pathogen, and that is found on page 200.
In April, the police department went out to bid for bloodborne pathogen remediation services and received 3 bids. The bid involves the decontamination of individual cells, police vehicles, common hallways, offices, rooms within headquarters. The police department recommends the contract being awarded to the lowest overall bidder, Bio-1 of Young Orchard Avenue, this city. The police department further requests spending be authorized up to $5,000 with this award.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Item 2021-018, printing of various letterheads, envelopes, et cetera, found on page 204.
Good evening, Council. Ruth Nicastro, Purchasing Division Buyer.
Good evening, Ruth.
The purchasing division went out to bid in March for the various letterhead envelopes, business cards, and forms for the city. I received 3 bids. I reviewed all 3 bids. Making recommendation for the general printing for police, fire, and the admin to go to WB Mason. That would be items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 14, 15, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26. WB Mason was the lowest bidder overall, and they currently have our bid, and we are all satisfied with their production. Items 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, 17 are exclusive to the police department, and Regine Printing came in as the overall bidder for for those items. Finally, items 7, 20, and 29 are the business cards used citywide, and I'm recommending that be awarded to Thermacraft as the lowest bidder. They're significantly lower, halved and more in their pricing. So that's why I chose them for the business cards. In doing so, I had to pick another vendor for the rest of the items. And as you can see, for instance, items 16 and 17 are the police department forms. WB Mason is almost $100 more on item 16 and $50 more on item 17. The reason I'm asking for all three bidders is because if I was just to go with one for the forms other than the business cards, just those police department forms 16 and 17 could negate any savings on the other forms ordered. I'm also asking to recommend this contract for 2 years in the amount of $10,000 citywide. The reason for the 2 years is there are established printers that we've utilized before, and I feel that pricing is actually came in well, and I'd like, they all agreed to hold it for 2 years.
Thank you, Ruth. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, Ruth. Item 2021-019, brass fittings and valves. That is found on page 209. And we'll need to have a PCR on this. What's the next PCR, Madam Clerk?
PCR 5020.
Yeah, PCR 50-20. Okay. Terry, I believe this is yours. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. We went out to bid back in March. We awarded the bid to six, we're recommending the bid be awarded to six different vendors. I appreciate your point on awarding bids to multiple vendors, but the water division is kind of unique in that way. So you take this brass fitting and valves bid, potentially some items, we order a couple hundred of them at a time. So sometimes it looks like you save it just a few cents. There's one item that's $46. Meter adapters. So our take on multiple vendors is to save the city as much money as possible when, you know, potentially ordering 600, 700, 800 items, different items. So that's why we recommended the six different companies.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable.
Seconded.
We have it seconded from Councilman Howe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Item 2021-020, post type fire hydrants, and that is found on page 216, and we need a PCR number for that. It'll be PCR 51-20. So item 2021-020 becomes PCR 5120. Go ahead.
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman. Same thing. Back in March, we went up to bid, awarded to five different companies. If you see the bid sheet, you're going to see once again that some companies don't bid on certain things. Some companies are a little bit higher, some cases a lot higher. It just gives us more flexibility to save the city as much as we can. the amount of material, the parts that we do order for the fire hydrants, the fire hydrants themselves.
Anything else, Terry?
Nope, not this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Any comments, questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 2021-233, winter sand, found on page 222. That's 222. Christy, go ahead, please.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to Cardi Corporation for the purchase of winter sand in the amount of $40,000 for 1 year, July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021.
Christy, what did we spend on that line item this current year?
$15,714.04.
And we just happen to be very fortunate. We had a very, very mild winter. I can remember when we had some years that we were pretty much begging to get some sand from some folks. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have
seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This Zoom thing does get entertaining at times, doesn't it? Okay, moving on to 2021-026A, found on page 225. Sorry, item 2021-026A, quarterly fire alarm report, found on page 225.
This request is for the Public Works portion of this bid. We are requesting a cap of $6,000 for the fire alarm inspection testing and service if necessary for a 1 year period, July 12, 2020 to July 11, 2021 to Precision Alarm Corporation.
Thank you, Christy. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.